Chapter 11. The Giant Clam. Early the next morning, Dr. Blake, Hal, Roger and Skink went to Para Island on the dinghy. They stopped when they could see the island. They didn't want to bring the dinghy too near to the land because there were rocks around the beach.
Inkram and I will swim to the island from here. We'll look for the treasure on this side of the island, said Dr. Blake. Hal, you and Roger take the dinghy to the other side of Para. When Skink and I finish, we'll cross the island to meet you.
Hal wasn't happy with this plan. He didn't think Dr. Blake should be alone with Skink. He remembered Skink's behavior when Dr. Blake was in the Iron Man. Skink was dangerous.
Maybe we should all stay together, said Hal.
Dr. Blake was already getting into the water. He turned to Hal and said,
Don't worry, I'll be okay.
Hal wanted to say, I'm worried about you, Skink is dangerous. But Skink was looking at him, and he didn't say anything.
Let's separate, said Dr. Blake. That way we can explore the island better. Come on, Inkram, let's get to Para.
Hal and Roger started moving to the other side of Para Island in the dinghy. Dr. Blake and Skink started swimming to the island.
This island is very beautiful, thought Dr. Blake. It's like paradise.
But Skink's thoughts were malicious.
Now is my opportunity, he thought. $500,000 is a lot of money. That's the value of the treasure. I could kill Dr. Blake with my knife, but the others will find his body and they'll know I did it. I must think of another way.
Suddenly, Skink's foot hit something big and hard, like a rock. He looked down to see what it was.
Oh, it's not a rock. It's a giant clam, Skink thought. It has just closed its shell. It nearly took my foot in its mouth.
There were many giant clams in the water around Para Island. They were over a meter wide and weighed about 300 kilograms. They lay on the rocks under the sea, and when anything came near their open mouths, they closed their shell around it immediately. The clams ate anything, including humans. The giant clam caught many unfortunate swimmers, and that was why it was sometimes called the man-eating clam. Skink was going to tell Dr. Blake about the giant clam, but then he had an idea. Skink swam in front of Dr. Blake and looked for clams in the water. Finally, he saw a giant clam.
That's the one, he thought.
Carefully, he swam over it and then stopped swimming. Dr. Blake was behind him, very near the giant clam.
Can we rest here a minute? Skink said. My leg is hurting. I don't know why.
Okay, said Dr. Blake.
He wasn't looking in the water. He was still looking at the island in front of him. Dr. Blake stopped swimming and put his feet down. Suddenly, he had a look of pain on his face.
A shark! It's got my foot! He shouted.
He took out his knife and put his head under the water. He came up again immediately.
It's not a shark! It's a giant clam! He said.
Dr. Blake was in a lot of pain, but his voice was calm.
Skink, he said slowly. Please try to make the clam open its shell. I must take my foot out.
Okay, said Skink.
He took out his knife, dived down, and touched the clam's shell gently. After 2 minutes, he came up to the surface. It was difficult for Dr. Blake to keep his head above the water.
Sorry, but I had to come up to breathe, Skink said.
Dr. Blake waited for Skink to go down to the clam again. The pain was worse now, but Dr. Blake tried to stay calm.
Can you please try again? He asked.
Yes, okay,
answered Skink. He went down again for 3 minutes, then came up to the surface again.
Sorry, he said. I can't do anything.
Dr. Blake's mouth was nearly under the water.
I can't feel my foot, he said. I can't take my foot out of the clam's mouth, and I can't swim away from it. Nobody can help me now.
The clam will open its mouth soon, said Skink, but I can't wait for that. I must get out of here.
And without another word, Skink abandoned Dr. Blake and started swimming to the island. 10 minutes later, he stood trembling on the beach. He did not look back to the sea. He lay on the sand and closed his eyes. 5 long minutes passed before he opened his eyes again. He looked at the sea, but now there was no sign of Dr. Blake. Skink turned and walked down the beach.
Dr. Blake was very stupid, he thought. He really believed I was going to help him, but why should I help him? He didn't do anything for me.
Skink wanted to feel happy. He was going to get $500,000, so why did he feel so bad? He started walking across the island. He had a headache, and he suddenly felt ill. He stopped and lay down on the sand. In the distance, he saw Hal and Roger.